Look around. Breathe deep. Listen to the sound of the stream as its water dances through the woods to a far destination. Depending on when you're here, you may be experiencing the heady fragrance of new blooms and the songs of the springtime birds. Or perhaps you're witnessing the vibrant green of summer, a thick canopy of leaves casting dappled shadows on the dense undergrowth. If it's fall, crisp air braces your skin as the bright green of summer gives way to the rich, warm colors of autumn. In wintertime, if you've braved the cold and perhaps the snow, you're rewarded with the sculptural peace and beauty of nature waiting to return to fullness. The marvelous cycle of the seasons brings sights, sounds, and smells of beauty to the modern-day wayfarer. But for a freedom seeker, the seasons played a major role in the slave's journey and could mean the difference between freedom and failure. James Curry, who, in 1837, escaped to freedom through Maryland, recalled this.
We suffered much from hunger. There was no fruit and no grain to be found at that season, and we sometimes went 2 days, and sometimes three, without tasting food, as we did not dare to ask.
The decision to escape was often driven by another season, one of contracts and commerce. At the end of each year, plantation owners often had to settle their debts, and their most valuable and liquid assets were their slaves. A significant number of escapes took place when slaves heard that they or a loved one were to be sold. In addition, at Christmas time, slaves were given time off to visit nearby family. This gave some freedom seekers a few precious days' head start when their absence might not be missed. Most people, enslaved and free, want to be part of the seasons of life. To see their children come into the world, to share in their laughter as they grow, to witness their grandchildren be born, and to be surrounded by loved ones when their own final season is at last over. To learn more about the changing seasons and what it meant in the life of the enslaved, press the green button on your audio guide now.
I was born in Anne Arundel County on a farm near West River about 1850 or 51.
My name is Lucy Brooks.